I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us today. Last night, the Trump administration said it would scrap NAFTA. And then, apparently, after some emergency phone calls with the Mexican president and the Canadian prime minister, Trump decided to stick with NAFTA. Kinda.
So I decided, rather than terminating NAFTA, which would be a pretty big, shock to the system, we will renegotiate. Now, if I'm unable to make a fair deal, for the United States, meaning a fair deal for our workers and our companies, I will terminate NAFTA.
With me now on the phone from Mexico City is entrepreneur and political commentator Agustin Barrios Gomez. So we're confused whether Trump wants to scrap NAFTA or renegotiate it somehow. How confused are you and other Mexicans? Or are you still taking this threat that NAFTA might die seriously?
I think the word is bemused, disappointed, sort of weirded out.
Yeah. And the disappointment comes in where?
NAFTA was an American project. It was Ronald Reagan's initiative. Originally, he was the one who invited Mexico to a free trade agreement. So it's the sort of thing where you're just like, okay, so you asked me to join your sphere of influence. After many, many years, we actually do so. And then it turns out that you want to change the rules, despite the fact that, of course, you are basically the world's largest economy, so you're the elephant in the room. You're the one who has all of these benefits, and yet ignorance about NAFTA becomes a rallying cry in one of your presidential elections.
Well, how do you respond to Trump saying that NAFTA is a horrible deal for the U.S. and great for Mexico and Canada?
Well, he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about, obviously. Every serious study of NAFTA actually shows a net job gain for the United States. There are 14 million American jobs that directly depend on NAFTA. 14 million, okay?
Mr. Barrios Gomez, there have been people in the United States who have lost their jobs, and a lot of those
And in
jobs,
Mexico, too.
What kind of jobs have been lost in Mexico due to NAFTA?
A lot of agricultural jobs. A lot of subsistence and corn farmers were completely obliterated. But here's how I look at it. So, as a politician, I was a federal congressman in the last legislature. So if I go to somebody, like a woman who works in a factory somewhere in Querétaro or in Aguascalientes or whatever, and I say to her, okay, I want to protect my corn farmers. So I'm going to have you who actually have to compete with everybody around the world, you who have to compete successfully with China and all of these different people, I'm going to have you pay more for your tortillas, and I'm going to have you pay more for the food on your table because I want to protect these farmers that are not competitive on a world scale instead of actually buying from Iowa. How can I look her in the eye and ask her to sacrifice when she's actually doing what she needs to do to get ahead?
So yesterday evening, when Trump announced he was going to scrap NAFTA before he had those phone calls, the peso immediately fell. I'm just wondering how the business sector in Mexico reacts to Trump.
See, the business community is naturally sanguine. Business people have a tendency to be optimistic. That's why entrepreneurs actually risk their capital and all that. And so what they keep turning around and saying, look, it's so obviously of detriment to the United States to get out of NAFTA that this is all rhetoric. And I don't think so. I mean, I think that politics will trump pragmatism and reality.
Your dad was an ambassador, I read, and you grew up in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, so you've lived in all three NAFTA countries.
Right.
What's at stake if these three countries can't work together?
Absolutely everything, from national security to economic prosperity. Your program is called The World, right? So, as you know, around the world, it is very strange to have three countries that actually share these common values of democracy, that share cultural heritage. These three countries were born together. The U.S. dollar sign is the Mexican peso sign. We are as old as each other, and we have created a team. To break that up is to put under heavy strain and possibly break the ties that bind.
Mexican entrepreneur Agustin Barrios Gomez, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Marco.